Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work. Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
And welcome to ActiveSpirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli. And we are here for the week of the 11th of May, starting Monday, the 11th of May. This is actually the 20th week of 2020. And what we always do is Pamela provides 20 minutes of inspirational and I have to say very practical, very useful astrology for the week ahead. And then I jump in at the end and do a 10 minute activation forecast, a meditation. So let's see what's going on. I do hear that this is going to be a very big week for us again. And just before we go in, just again, prayers to everybody in the global pandemic, prayers for everyone's healthy life and prayers for those that are crossing over. And again, from Pam and I, we're always sending you our love and vital health and our best wishes during these times. Okay, Pam, what's ahead for us, please?
Yes, another, as Susie says, big week in 2020. You can find our podcast at Insight Now, podbean.com. And Susie and I offer this to people in our ActiveSpirituality.life collaboration. The astrology for the week of May 11th, 2020. 2020, a year that we will all remember. So on May 11th, the big news is Saturn goes retrograde. So with Saturn going retrograde, what's happening is the planet Saturn, which has moved into the sign of Aquarius, is going to slowly be moving back into Capricorn. Not quite yet, but it's going to be its last foray into the sign of Capricorn before it goes direct again in the fall and moves firmly into the sign of Aquarius. So as it's been in Aquarius, we've been getting a sense of what it means to be community. Whatever sign Saturn is in emphasizes what we have to do in structural commitment, responsibility in that area of life. And so in the sign of Aquarius, that means something for each of us individually. Aquarius falls somewhere in your horoscope. We all have every sign in our horoscope. It's our celestial DNA. It's just how it plays out for each of us as individuals is different depending on the time you were born, where you were born. So in the sign of Aquarius, as we look at it in a global aspect, what we're looking at is how do communities form structure and interrelate. And we can think back to when this occurred last time, about 29 years ago, and see what the world was looking at. I go much more in depth with Saturn in the sign of Aquarius on my blog. You can find that at insightoasis.com. But the main thing I'm going to talk about now is that when the planet Saturn moves retrograde, especially the day it stations, so it seems to be frozen in place before it appears to move backwards from Earth's perspective, we enter a period where we are reevaluating, reconsidering, and restructuring things that are about Saturn. So what is Saturn about? Saturn is about how we form borders, how we separate, how we delineate, what we structure, what we're afraid of, because nothing limits us as much as fear. It's also about discipline. It's about protocol. So we've been seeing this kind of separate tribe thing almost go what I would call back to, because what happened with the pandemic is people started to feel a sense of unity. Okay, what can we do to keep one another safe? But now we're seeing that in certain areas, people are reacting to that and saying, no, you know, we're going to our separate camps again. There's the tribe that believes in protecting others and self-protection, and then there's the tribe that wants freedom at all cost, or that this is all a contrived thing and people are trying to tell us what to do. So there's many different factions within the polarization. But as Saturn goes retrograde, it is another reinforcement to how do you claim your inner authority. And your inner authority isn't necessarily the authority you think it is. That voice in your head that's always telling you what you should do or what you should make happen or all these restrictions. And it's really important to get clear on whose voice are you really listening to? Is that your voice? Or is that a voice from the past or that finger wagger voice that isn't necessarily about what allows you a sense of claiming your own personal authority? And so personal authority doesn't necessarily mean my way or the highway, but it means how do you really structure your life so that it's your life that allows you the claim and authority for what you value and think is important. And then this theme gets bigger because later in the week, Venus goes retrograde, and I'll talk about that in just a moment. Let's finish with the 11th. So on the 11th, the moon is in the sign of Capricorn, welcoming Saturn back to its natural position of being in the sign of Capricorn, even though it's not there yet. It's still in early degrees Aquarius. So what's happening is we've got Mercury moves into the sign of Gemini, its natural sign, late in the day. And Saturn goes retrograde. The moon is in the sign of Capricorn. Now, moon in Capricorn isn't necessarily the most comfy sign the moon to be in, unless, of course, your moon is natally in the sign of Capricorn, or you are a person who feels a very strong allegiance to Saturn's values, which are about, let me take responsibility, let me make a commitment to. Of course, the other side of the spectrum is not so much claiming authority, making a commitment to, claiming responsibility for. The other side of that is feeling constricted, not being allowed to do what you'd like to do, Saturn as kind of a prison warden. So nobody wants to feel that. Nobody wants to feel as though everything is in their shoulders to make happen. So it's important to keep in mind that this is a time, this Saturn retrograde period, which goes on for a few months. It's a time for us to really sink into what it is we are willing to take responsibility for. And with the moon in Capricorn, very well aspected, I might add, on this particular day, I believe it's really helping us to seed that sense of this is what I stake claim to as we are crafting and recreating, because we are all in the process of doing that now. As we're moving through deep feelings of grief and reckoning and a sense of loss, we're also, every time you go through a great sense of loss or grief, even though it's horrific or troubling or difficult to go through, it opens up potential for something else. That's the other side of going through that narrow tunnel that most of us feel like we're in now through this. The world has changed, reality that we are experiencing. And Capricorn is very concrete. So this can be a day of looking at this is where I am, instead of just rueing or mourning or feeling in a sense of loss, how do I move forward or create a routine or structure in this present reality in which I find myself. So it's a great day to be present. Now, I've talked a lot about Monday the 11th because Saturn is, its movements are very important. How it moves through the sky basically shows us what's up for us now. There's other things going on, but it's a concrete reminder, benchmark time. So Tuesday the 12th, the moon goes void, of course, at 6:30 a.m. And when the moon goes void, of course, it means it's not making another geometric configuration to another planet before it changes signs. And when that happens, because the moon is about the emotional weather of the day, we're not as invested in the outcome. Now, this can be mitigated depending on your personal horoscope, but overall, we say that when the moon is void, of course, try not to launch, do anything that you're expecting a response or connection from, because it kind of, people might seem enthusiastic, but then it goes nowhere. So if anything important, any message, anything you want to get out, do it Monday, do it before 6:30 a.m. Eastern time or the times I give, please adjust depending on where you are on the planet. And then the moon enters the sign of Aquarius at 11:39 a.m., which sets up a different kind of energy, because with Aquarius, what's happening is we're looking at how to connect. It's also making a conjunction, a connection to that Saturn as it's moving backwards. So we're getting into this sense of what are we establishing within our community? And many of us may be finding that we've got all these virtual things going on, we're zoomed out, and all this stuff is going on, but it's with Saturn retrograde, it's like, well, what are you really committed to kind of following through over the next few months? What is it that you really want to sink into a bit deeper to make sure that we've learn these lessons, especially when Saturn goes back into Capricorn as we do this last pass, because we've all been learning things which aren't necessarily what we want to learn, but nonetheless are things that help establish ways that we do life in that area of life going forward. So Capricorn may be in your fourth house. So this has been a period that looks a lot of like, how do I reconstruct or format the home? Do I even live where I've been living going forward? So depending on where it's falling, that's usually how you sift through what this period has meant to you over the past 2.5 years. So moon in Aquarius, very much a time when we want to communicate, connect, and network. It's just where it's at. So even if you were zoomed out on Monday, it may very well be that come Tuesday and the 13th, you're feeling a lot more like connecting, picking up the phone, the actual phone, and talking to someone. A lot of that can happen at this time. Very active day for people who work on computers, write, do anything that has to do with intellectual connecting the dots. The 13th is when Venus goes retrograde. And I talked a lot about Saturn retrograde. I will talk a little about Venus retrograde. Again, suggest you go sign up on insightoasis.com to get my newsletter I'm sending out about Venus retrograde. Venus is in the sign of Gemini for basically 4 months in 2020, which for some people, you're thinking, Gemini, your ears may perk up. It depends, of course, on where Gemini falls in your personal horoscope. But when Venus is retrograde, especially during the retrograde time, astrologers usually recommend do not invest in anything big. Don't launch a business. Don't do your remarketing. Because when Venus is retrograde, there's a pullback in the area of life that Venus symbolizes. And what she symbolizes is she symbolizes love, what we value, and money. So with Venus retrograde in the sign of Gemini, what I anticipate is that there will be a lot of pulling back with how people perhaps communicate, how they connect in their immediate neighborhood, conversations that happen with neighbors and siblings. These are all areas of life symbolized by Gemini. Also, how we actually get around, how we walk, how we bicycle, how we move through. So those things are getting a revaluation because, again, the planet that's got to do with values being pulled back, reassessed. So Venus retrograde, which will go on for a little period of time, but it's a period of time that really speaks about, it goes direct on the 25th of June. So it really speaks about how do we hold close the things we value. And people will be careful with money. They'll be reassessing where they spend their money, how they spend their money, why they spend their money. And I think part of this whole period, and it's interesting with Saturn and Venus around the same time, because they're basically, I would say, complementing one another, even though those two planets we usually don't see as being good when they're together. Somebody with Venus conjunct Saturn, Venus square Saturn, Venus opposed Saturn, those are hard aspects. And we usually go, that means in some capacity, you don't give yourself, or you hold back, or your feelings are you have to earn everything you get with love and money. And so it's a time when some of us, especially people who have hard aspects with these two planets, may be having that sense of leanness. On the other hand, for some of us, it may feel like we're totally in the groove. We totally get it. Oh yeah, I don't really need that. What I need is this. And actually, in reflection, that is one of the big lessons that can come out at a experience like this, is what is it we do value and what is the most important piece. So Venus retrograde happening on this day with just a glance at how it's affecting especially the United States is we're in this real reckoning time. And so what we can do as we experience this and feel it, and some of us may be feeling this very acutely, especially if you have a strong Venus or a Libra or a Taurus, this can feel like a time that there's a lot that is not coming through in the way you would like it to come through. And so then it's Venus and Gemini. And I think one of the gifts about this pandemic is, how do we really communicate? And so many people, clients, friends, family members I'm talking to are saying, you know, I'm having these wonderful conversations with one of my closest friends, who maybe usually I dash off a Christmas card to once a year because she lives across the country. But what this has kind of condensed for a lot of people is, who do I most want to talk to? And how do I want to communicate to them? So I believe the Venus in Gemini retrograde long period that we're going through here is really sifting through and shaking down, how do we communicate? Do we communicate in a way that's really enriching? And the moon goes void, of course, at 10:03 a.m. on the 14th. And the other thing that occurs is Jupiter retrograde. So Jupiter is going retrograde in the sign of Capricorn. This is too big for me to talk about in my little blurb here, but just hear me say that this week of the 11th is a retrograde experience. And a lot of people know about Mercury retrograde. They go, you know, computers, things go wrong. These are more impactful planets that are going retrograde, and they affect us in a deeper way. So there is this strong reevaluation message that comes through all of this week. The moon enters the sign of Pisces at 9:24 p.m. And I love this because this sets up a weekend of reflection. The Pisces moon, as it travels through the sky, makes a couple of bumps. We see on the 15th, again, its communications may go a little awry. The 16th, big question marks, what do I value, care most about? It really pulls us down into what is, even though some people feel like they have more time than they know what to do with, and other people are being worked to the absolute max, depending on what their profession is. But it's all distilling down to, what do I value most and want to do with the time that I have, the free time and the time in which I'm energetically putting most of my attention. So it's really a weekend of like enlightenment. So please make some time to meditate, to be in nature, even if you just can only stand by a window or go to the roof, depending on where you live. On the 17th, the moon goes void, of course, at 3:59 a.m. And then it enters the sign of Aries at 9:36 a.m. And so that Sunday, just pay attention. You may be feeling very much like you've got to get up and go. Just be sure wherever you get up and go is paying attention to everything that you reevaluated and processed. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Experience retrograde. So Saturn retrograde, Jupiter, what's the key word?
Reevaluate.
Which is really the whole global pandemic is bringing about this. So it almost feels like this is like a crux point for the global pandemic, in a way, for the reevaluation. It's interesting too. Like, I think this week many countries are coming out or starting to step out of lockdown as well, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. And how they do it is, it's going to mean everything for what the, how it all looks as we go through. And I can forecast, and I do forecast, as do many astrologers, what the fall looks like, what the winter likes going forward. But many of the variables in how we'll experience it as individuals and countries have everything to do with decisions that are being made.
And I have to remind everyone too that we have 4 podcasts available on our website for this year, for the spring, summer, fall, winter as well. And I do remember you speaking about the summer as being especially volatile. So yes. I always have that in the back of my mind as I'm preparing every week to do things like, what am I putting in place now to understand and to use that volatility energetically? I think of volatile as like a fire, and I can use that fire to cook my food or to warm my body, or it can obviously be destructive as well. So let's jump into our meditation with the understanding of reevaluation. So I'm going to go back down into my little hand image rather than being on camera for the meditation. I invite everybody now to take 10 minutes to be still, hold still, and just be present while we do the meditation. Best to sit with a straight back if you can. Just find that comfortable place. Take a few deeper breaths. And as you take a few deeper breaths, just become aware of your body. Just become aware of your mind, where you are, more or less. And as you take a few deeper breaths, feel all of the concepts, all of the clutching, all of the grasping, just for a few minutes, just for 10 little minutes of our life, let's just experience freedom, where we're not grasping onto any particular idea, where we're not holding on, where we're not clutching for dear life, we're not making judgments, we're not making decisions, we're just being present. Present for a few moments to experience the vastness of mind, to experience the vastness of our own consciousness before we believe that this is black and this is white and this is the many, many shades of grey, before we decide what I am, who I am, where I am, how I am, before all of the concepts, come back to that place of complete expanse, freedom in all directions, freedom to be pure awareness, open consciousness, and in that expansive space, there can also be the experience of bliss, of happiness. But let us be careful now not to grasp onto even that, to not grasp onto any emotional state, but simply to be in openness. And as thoughts might arise, because they probably will, the nature of being a human, as thoughts arise, just let them go past you like a car on the road. Just let it go past you. Don't hitchhike. Don't jump onto that car. Don't jump in and start chatting with the driver. Don't engage with the thoughts. Just let them be there. Let them come in and out, go up and down. Maybe they'll be going round and round. But just know that your neutrality now, that the open space that you're making is very, very beneficial. Beneficial for you, for your mind, in fact, for your physical health. You are now calmer. Your body is functioning different when you're calmer. You're making different types of chemicals in your body that actually promote well-being, longevity, peace, happiness, healthiness. The peace of mind. But this is also helping the atmosphere. It is helping the people around you. The more calm, the more expansive, the more peaceful and open you are actually changing the world. You are helping others because we are all completely interconnected. Our quantum physicists tell us that. Our ancient philosophers tell us that. Our religions, our deep spiritual understanding tells us that we are all connected. So when we come from this open space of interconnectedness, of expansiveness, when we come to re-evaluating or restructuring our world, we come to it from a much, much more beneficial state, because we're not coming from a state of collapse or a state of confusion. We're not coming from a state of fear. We're not coming from limitation in our plans, in the way that we now move forward to restructure our world. As we are re-evaluating, we are coming from an open, an expansive place, where anything can happen, where miracles can happen. And we can really see what is important. And now, no matter where you are in your world, in the world, in your own personal world in the mind, allow yourself to really experience this feeling of expansion, this feeling of openness. I can do anything, I can be anything, anything can happen. This world is basically all the projection of mind. Even our scientists are saying that this is all illusion. The illusion that is created from my mind space. So as you look now outside of your mind space, as you look out into the world, into your own small world, into your own large global world, what is it that you would like to restructure? How are you re-evaluating your own life? What you would like to do? What you would like to create for yourself and for those around you? And what you would like to create for the world at large? As the world has slowed down, we have seen the tremendous impact on our world, on the climate, on the pollution levels. We have made shifts, dramatic shifts that we could never think possible. What else can we do now for ourselves? What can we do for Mother Earth? How can we reevaluate the way that we live so that all beings can live without suffering? So that all beings can live in freedom and prosperity. So that all beings have access not only to the essentials of air, food, water, housing, education, but have access to love, have access to community, have access to culture, have access to spiritual teachings. And as you take a few deeper breaths, recognizing that you are now at that incredible turning point in your life where you can contribute personally, communally, globally, energetically, physically, and mentally. This is a time now where you can absolutely bring everything forward. And as you take a few deeper breaths, always recognizing, where is my energy coming from? Ask yourself this often. Where is my energy coming from? Is it coming from my understanding of expansion and freedom? Is it coming from the universal force that I am a part of? And feel this expansion in every single atom of your being as you gently open your eyes, taking a few deeper breaths, and feel the expansiveness as you bring it up through your body, take it out into the world at large. Wonderful. Thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you, Pam, for the wonderful, as always, forecast for the week. And we'll see you all next week for ActiveSpirituality.life with Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinelli. Thank you so much. Love now.
You can find out more about Susie and her work as a master healer and homeopath on Susie Mazzoli, MESZOLY-healer.com. And I'm Pamela Cuccinelli, and instead of trying to spell my name, you can find me at insightoasis.com. And that's where I blog regularly about what's going on in the sky and the symbolism of the planets in relationship to what's happening here on Earth. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you next week.